Okay. We're going to start again in verse 17 of this Psalm 9. The Lord is revealed in making judgments. By the deeds they do, the wicked are trapped. So God does deeds, and they reveal His beauty, His wonder, His love, His mercy. The evil do deeds, and they are shown up for who they really are. And action speaks louder than words. Huh? By the deeds the wicked do, they are trapped. And so then, go on from there to Sheol. They return, or they go. They depart. All those who forget God. Now, what does it mean to forget God? How do we forget God? We get so used to distraction. Pleasure, movies, latest news, a bigger car, whatever. That we're not thinking straight anymore. And you could go through a week and never give God one thought. That's what it means to forget God. The most real reality in your life, infinitely real, infinitely present, infinitely loving, you see? And we forget Him. To Sheol, the wicked will depart, all the nations that forget God. That's interesting. How do you forget God? Well, you just never pray. You're preoccupied with the things of this world, and little by little, you're trapped. Now, God can do many things. He can give you measles or something worse, and you got to stop and say, my life is a disaster. I'm not even going in the right direction. What a grace that would be, right? Because the wicked go to Sheol. All the nations that forget God. For the needy will never be forgotten. The Evyon, the poor, the needy. That's a good translation. For the needy will never be forgotten, nor will the hope of the afflicted ever fade. Isn't that beautiful? God never forgets. Okay, now there's two more lines to finish this psalm. Kuma Adonai, kum. Kum means stand up. For instance, in modern Hebrew, when we want to say Christ is risen, we say HaMashiach kum. The Lord's standing, the Lord's risen, the Lord's upright, however you want to say that, you see. Kuma Adonai, arise, let no mortal man prevail. And let the nations be judged in your presence. Huh? The Goyim, all the Goyim, will be present, you see, before your face. And then finally, strike them with terror, Lord. Show the nations they are only human. Enush Hema, that they are just human beings. And that's the way the psalm ends. You see, it's a psalm of King David, it says, probably not, but we don't know. But it's a meditation, you see, on good and evil. And it's telling us, you see, let's just look over some of those lines in the few minutes we have left here. The directions for the leader, according to Mut Laban, Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Maybe. But who knows? I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Think of that. B'kol libi. You know, there's a psalm The exact number, I'm afraid I've forgotten. It's about 13 or 14. But it talks about the deceitful. Kol lev v'lev yedaberu. They speak with heart and heart. They got a heart they put on to make you think they're sincere, and they have a real heart where their real plans are. And it's sort of hidden behind the other heart. Lev v'lev. Heart and heart. So which one is real? You've got to take time to discern. Because people can be saying very heartfelt things, apparently, but that's not where their heart is. And that's why it says here, you see, that the wicked speak with heart and heart. The kola and so forth. And so, this comparison between walking the straight path of Christ and being a liar. And that's basically the psalm. So it's an examination of conscience for us. Pick up any good translation and read it. But read it slowly. And for those of us who are obliged to the breviary, this is Monday of week one, the office of readings is where we say this psalm. Be ready for it. Examine your conscience and let the words, the light, the fire, the brilliance illumine your heart. So when you finish this psalm, you say, I repent. I'm a liar. I'm a crook. I don't speak the truth. I don't mean the truth. I'm always trying to protect myself. I've got to stop that. Thank you for this gift of this psalm, which can be a medicine for me. I can say this psalm and mean it because it is the word of God. God gave us this word through whoever wrote it. Tradition says David. Whoever wrote this psalm, God gave it to us. Why? So that we could have purer hearts. We could see lev v'lev, heart and heart were speaking. Heartfelt, really, but an agenda behind it. And that's wrong. How do we ever get out of it? Well, I'm sure we all know people who have very pure hearts. And when they speak, they're all right there. And because of that, we relax and take in what they're saying what they're feeling, what they're intending, their love. It is such a beautiful thing to meet somebody with a pure heart. A pure heart that intends God, that intends the good of the neighbor. You see, a pure heart. And that's why, even in the psalm, 51, lev tahor bara li Elohim. God create a heart. Because you see, bara is the word for to create. Bara, only God can bara. Only God can do this. So when I pray, lev tahor bara li Elohim, I'm saying, only you can make my heart pure. Please do it. Change me. Change the way I think, the way I protect myself, the way I'm not truthful, the way I'm always got an angle. Lev tahur barali Elohim. Amen.